This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Parashas Beshalach, it's the Shabbat Shira, the Parasha of the Shira. The Shira is a very unusual type of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the translation of Az Yosha is Lashon Shevach in the Targum. Al Kaponim, it has in itself a yichud, not only mitzad its beauty, but in certain elements. Chazal said, the Gemara says, Bikesh Kadosh Baruch Hu lasis Chizkiyo Mashiach v'sancheir v'gumogig. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyo Mashiach, and sancheir would be the v'gumogig. Omer midas hadin v'kadosh Baruch Hu, that he said so much Shira, you didn't make him a Shiach. Chizkiyo didn't say Shira should not become Mashiach. So, first of all, it's interesting. It's one of the few places, I think, where Midas Hadin is the one that comes. It doesn't say the Sutton came. It doesn't say someone else was Mekatrik. Midas Hadin was Mekatrik. And it ties together the darga of saying Shira with being Mashiach. You could learn Kipshutai that it just means that it's a very high madrega, but and therefore Mashiach has to be a very high madrega, and the Shira is a high madrega, so it didn't reach that high madrega yet. But if you ruggle to Shainas Chazal, there's certainly a kpeda that it's something, not just that it's a very, very high darga, something unique about Shira is something that shayach to the process of being a goyel and to geula, and someone who doesn't reach the darga of Shira doesn't reach geula. We bet some sort of incorporate now tefillah when we say Shira chadasha shipur geulim. The geulim are the ones that bring a Shira. So the unique shevach that shayach to the world of Shira is shayach to Geula and to Mashiach, and that's why it's a certain high point. Shira Chadash Shibgulam Shimchas Fas Hayom is the Geula when we say Megula Tefila Shira Chadash Shibgulam Shimchas Fas Hayom Yachad Kulam Hoyvim Vomru is the lead in of to Gaul Yisrael. So in the Shira is expressed something about the Geula that becomes the Inyan of Geula in Tefillah. The Chazal give us another place where it speaks about what happened unique in the Shira. Chazal are oimed on the word Oz Yoshe Moshe, something about a certain Nikud in time. At that point, Moshe began the Shira. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Hadohu Dechsiv Nochon Kisacha Mi Oz Me Oilamato. So the matter says, there's a pasuk that says, Nochon Kisacha Mi Oz. Your Kisei is firm and standing Me Oz. The pasuk that means from way back when. Me Oilamato, you've been there forever. So Chazal passed the pasuk, and they tell us two different inyanim. Omer Rebrachi B'Shem Ravua. Afal pishem ha'olam ato, lo'y nisyashiv kis'acha, lo'y nidato b'olamcha, ad sh'omu b'necha shira. So the pasuk is split into half. It's as if it says, me'olam ato, that's a given. You've always been there. But nochon kis'acha is me'oz. So the pasuk reads, nochon kis'acha me'oz, despite me'olam ato. So the Nochon Kisacha came at the time of Shira, and the Me'olam Ato was way back when, from Bris Olam, I guess. So there's a Nisyashiv Kisacha, which is not clear what that means, and the Dato Malomcha. Again, the Pashto Pshat could be over here that a Nisyashiv Kisacha means a more permanent setup. In other words, there's that of Alamcha implies people were aware, but now it became very permanent. So it is a little bit mashman the Hemshel Chazal. Chazal talk about a Caesar becoming an Augustus. There is a mashmas Chazal that we're talking about a more permanent setup. But the Loshon Chazal again begs to be explained as being two separate dagas. There's the Me'olam Ata, that's the data Be'olamecha, that's one dagger of Akara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Nochon Kis'acha Mi'oz is a new dagger of Akara that happened at the Shira Tegula. One doesn't understand that Maise Geula and the Nisim Mitzrayim and so on were of a higher, were more incredible in B'yos HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yam and created Yabosh and created everything with it. So that whatever happened in Mitzrayim is not in that magnitude at all. Yes, you can say that it's a sort of a proof in the sense that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it, like other Rishonim say, but in the Mashmoz of the Chazal is Ki'ilu, there's a new dag of Akor and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more point. It says, Oz Yosher is a Losh Asid, which is very, very difficult to understand. We're talking about the events then. Everything else is Loshen Hoiver. So Oz Yosher, what does it mean? Then they will sing is a very, very hard thing to understand. Rashi deals with it. Rashi brings the Chazal that's Maram Tchis HaMesim, but Rashi's main pshat is Oz Olah B'Machshavtoi to say Shira. In other words, the Nes happened. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said that, you know what? This is an incredible Nes. I ought to say Shira. And then we said Shira. That's so strange. Rashi takes that as the main pshat of the pasuk. That's extremely strange. You're talking about we're talking about a maisa that they did. They said Shira. I mean, they brought a carbon pesach. Do we have a pasuk a pasuk about the tzivui? And then we have a pasuk also did it. Are we going to have a pasuk that says? And then at 9 o'clock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should bring the Korban Pesach. You know, at 9:10 they said, you know, it's a good idea. We should bring Korban Pesach. And at 9:20, brought the Korban Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and you did. They were Chaitze Diyam, yes. And then they said Shira, yes. Obviously, before they said Shira, there was a. They thought about it and they said, we ought to say Shira. What's Ozol Machshavtoi? I've spoken about it different ways over the years, but it's something that really it's the introduction to the Shira, and it focuses on the Lashon Asid. The whole Shira is called Yashir, and then what does it mean exactly? So we need to understand a little bit about the different tefisas and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we're tefis, the musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means to us. In the Ani Maimin, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beirei U'manig Chol Olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Beirei and a Manhig to all the Olamos. They both are elements of hashgacha, of elements of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bayer Lamim is a fundamental emuna. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manig Lamis, which we tend to take meaning that he interferes. The world is running. He holds us to account for the various and sends different difficult things. He rewards us for our mitzvahs and sends good things. The when we talk about Ashkocha and Anhaga, we tend to think about the interference of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, which once again is less, quote unquote, I don't know the word, use the word glamorous, but it's less a boilet than the Etzem Bria. If a person can be, if someone can be boiling something, which only Kadosh Baruch can, then everything else is child's play compared to that. But Beire Umanhig is the fundamental beliefs in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bria is Bereishis Bara Lekim. Bria is the Shem for the Bria's Olam is Elokim. Rashi explains why, but Elokim is the Shem for Bria's Olam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he introduces Havaya Lekim, Yudke Vavke. In Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yudke Vavke, Anoich Hashem Elokecha. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Bugoyal Kal Yisrael, he said Eheke, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Eke, and that is that's a variation of the Shem Havaya. What's very, very what points at a very interesting commonality in Eke and Yudke Vavke is that both of those names start with an Aleph and a Yud. Both of them are Lashon Asid. Aleph in Lashon Kodesh, the personal Lashon Asid is Aleph, Ese, Eilech, Eshmar, and Yud is the third party Lashon Asid, Yelech, Yase, Yifal, so on. So the Aleph and the Yud are both Alshem Asidus. In Yudke Vavke, we emphasize it. Hoya Hoya Viviya. We talk about all three. Ekes is on the head on Asidus. There's no point of us talking about Asidus at all. There's no way in which we can speak about Asidus. When they rebut somebody else's argument, they say Einzel a different nevius, like where you're coming from. How do you know it? So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a nevuah, you know it. If not, not. So for us to say a Kadosh Baruch Hu will do something, will do, and so on, is something that manafshach. If it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, if we're expressing emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do something. So what does it mean? The more central name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Havaya Eke is a Shem that is a Shem of Asidus. Yudke Vavke Havaya is a Shem of Asidus. And incorporates all three. But it's written with a yud. So what does that mean? What does that name mean? And when we say it, what does the Lashon Asid in the name mean? So let's understand what a person sees when he sees that there's when he sees in front of him a bria. There's one tfisa that everything over here needs a creator. So you look around, trees, stones, rocks, moons, animals, everything. Where does it come from? That's the most elementary understanding of a Bayer Olam. And that forces us to the Hera Bayer Olam if we're misbinding it. So the tfisa in the world as is, frozen, demands an explanation of Borei Olam. The Rambam, when he speaks in Mishnah Torah about how Avraham Avinu had a Ribono Shel Olam, when he speaks in Mor Nevuchim, when he speaks in Yesodei Torah. He doesn't focus on that. He mentions it within different lines of reasoning that is a Borei Olam, but the main one that he focuses on is that the world is in constant motion and nothing can be in motion without somebody moving it. In other words, you have the planets, the sun and moon, as they saw it, incessantly orbiting. And therefore, motion, constant motion, requires somebody to keep moving it. The Rambam does not talk about the Bria itself. And the Chura, once again, if somebody can make a sun out of nothing, moving it is an easier job. Many people are able to push racks. Nobody can create a rack. So why is the physical motion the central feature of Emunah? There are different ways to understand it, but I want to understand what I think is the Nekuda over here. The Borei Olam created a world. That's a snapshot. We see a world in front of us. Is there a creator? And the answer is, of course. But the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes on a much deeper dimension. And that is the dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a world as we see it. What we see is a process of something moving towards a certain goal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, created two layers: the physical starting material, one, and a process that keeps moving the world towards becoming the world it needs to become. That is very, very deeply ingrained in the world. And that's a process. That's not a snapshot, but it's an ongoing process that brings the world to a certain, to somewhere else. Hashgacha is not that, when people think of Hashgacha as being, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notices what happens, that's obvious. That's not Hashgacha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with Tzchar and Einish, that's also not the full picture of Hashgacha. Take a look, the Ramchal describes it. The full picture of Hashgacha is that Ribbono Shel Olam is moving the world to become the world that it's going to become. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in two phases: raw material to start with, and a process to move forward to become the finished product. HaKara and Ribbono Shel Olam be'emes requires, of course, HaKara that Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, but it requires a HaKara that the world is undergoing transformation to become the world it needs to become. To say that the world the way it is, with all its scars and wounds and terrible deficiency, is the product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, is Kairi Tiger, Chas V'Shalom the Bria. Could this be the Bria of a Borei Olam? Understanding that it's moving towards a goal where it will become what it will become, that's understanding the Bria as it is. So Hashgacha is not simply that a Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to Mitzvah Naveris. There's one inyan of, does he create a world of Schar, and therefore we naturally will get Schar and we'll get Einish. But that's not what Hashgacha is about. The Hashgacha is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is directing the world towards its Hashlama. And therefore, whenever there's a need for corrective action, it's taken. Whenever there's a need for encouragement, it's given. And all the pieces are being maneuvered to get to that place. Despite our having Bechira, despite that Hashgacha, in a certain sense, is speaks of the ultimate paradox of Yediyah and Bechira. Hashgacha exists. We do with through Bechira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy at work moving the world towards Shleimus. So the first Gilev HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Bias Olam, Bereshis Bar Lekim, it's Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is, everything is as is. Ein L'dayin Alamashen Avroyas. The world exists and there are no changes. In the physical world, as was made in the Bria, nothing changes. If things change from one, you could take a rock and make powder out of it. You can take powder and mix it together, make a rock out of it. But everything remains the same. It's not. It's just recycling again and again and again. Enka chodesh tachas hashemesh is the description of the world the way it is. That's the tefisa of the world as HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it down and in Bereishis. When Adam came into the world, a new deher came into this world. Adam is here to change the world. Bechira is not simply mehechetimtza to give him schar and einish, to make more schar and less schar and einshim and not einshim. Bechira is there so that the world change. The world changes through the Ribbono Shel Olam's, through Adam's Meisim. And the world, therefore, is heading to someplace. So when Adam was created, Havaya Lekim was the name used. In Mitzrayim, the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Shem Eke, that's the Shem of Asidus. That's the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it's moving towards someplace. Eke. I'm preparing now to become. So it wasn't the shame ha'asid doesn't mean in a year from now, in a week from now, someday in the future, it's going to happen. It means the hearing that the world is now in a process of moving towards somewhere. That is the gil of a second shame. So you have the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and b'mele the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have when things are as they are, and that's Bria's Olam, and that's a fixed mahalach. And then we have the world as it's moving towards a geula. One is Shem Elikim, one is Shem Eke and Shem Havaya, both of them are moving towards that makom. When a person, so these are the two types of emuna, Tfisa and HaKadosh Baruch and so on. Let's understand a little bit what happens when a person sees that they has like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us words to describe the things around us. And if we have command of the words, we can describe what is. So a person can look around the world and he can say, this is what it is. Describe the world theoretically, absolutely. We say that the word dover means the thing and it means a word because words describe things. So when a person is Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a shevach of diburim ba'alma, of diburim, that is a deher in what is there now. In the Bereishis Bara Elokim, those are words, and we describe the Bria as it is. When a person is this era, and he sees there is so much more to the Bria, it's going someplace. The Bria is a mahalach. He detects the mahalach in it. Then Shira becomes the oifin of its expression. Shira means that the overall pattern transcends the words. The Abarbanel speaks of Derech HaPshat, like the Kadmonim, about where the name Shira comes from, whether it's a whether it's the way the words are written, whether it's the metaphor, whether it's the gaps in the words, and that allow for a certain type of song to be dressed on it. Different ways of Derech HaPshat, how one describes Shira. The point is, one gets a sense of a big picture as opposed to the individual details. That's what Shira produces. So the Shira Shira is a type of Shevach that transcends what is and taps into what's happening or what will be. Me'olam ato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever. Yes, Bria Sa'olam is something fixed. Nothing gets created after Bria, and nothing comes destroyed. That is Me'olam Ata, from the point of where the world started. Everything was fixed. Noidata b'lamcha, you became known. It's a yediyah, and you have the yediyah. When a person dehares, the kisei of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the hanhaga of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sfasema says it that the nachon kisacha. The kis of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kis of mishpat, it's a kis of malchus. A melech is manhiges ha'om. And therefore, it's something where hanhaga, process, the process of the world moving somewhere, becomes known, it becomes established in kisacha. So that's the pshat, the way Chazal explained the pasuk. Me'olam ata means from way back when, from the Bria, you've noidata v'lamcha, you become known as the Be'olam. Nochon kis'acha, but the hair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in a kisei, kaviyachol, and is manning the world, that is from the Oz of Oz Yashe. So in the Oz Yashe was this Chadish, this the hair that Kaisel that has the process. It's possibly that's the pshat in Rashi as olav machshavtoi, which means like this: when a person imagine the following scene, a person sees something. So he sees X, Y, and Z. And those in Yanim, the eyes and ears, nose, mouth, the hair, the sounds, the smell, everything we register. And it registers in our mind as such. That's stage one. Stage two is, but if that's true, then, hey, this is what it's all about. It's just like when a person sees clues to some sort of crime scene or something that happened. The clues are first seen as a metzias, kayemis. This is here, this is here, this is there. Fine. Then there's a olav machshavtoi. Olav machshavtoi is always the process of where I understand the bigger picture. I understand what's happening. I understand what happened. I understand what's going to happen. The olav machshavtoi, from the facts as I see around me, something comes up, something rises up, and then I dehear everything. That's called olav machshavtoi. So oz yoshe Moshe, this is where there was the first time an aliyah b'machshava. It wasn't just saying, "Wow, who created all this?" It was saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through so much effort to take an Ummah, bring it to here, and make her go through everything they went through and so on, then there must be a time for it where it's going to. There must be a mechuvim for it. So the Yoshe Moshe is expressing that all of Mashavtoi, it also resonates with the Yud of Asidus. It's something where we deher the Asidus. As Yoshe Moshe means a real Shira speaks about the Asid as it does about the Ava. Another way of expressing it is when Chazal say Tnai Hisna B'Maisa Bracious, that the yam would split. So everyone learns it, you know, Ki'ilu, it's coming to explain that how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu not mechadish anything, or how could it happen against the Teva. Tnai Hisna B'Maisa Bracious means like this. Whenever I make a kinyan without a tnai, it's a metzias. So on this day, so-and-so made a kinyan, and now it's his. Metzias versus metzias. There was no process built into it. I sat down and made a kinyan chalipin, and now it's yours. When you have a process built in, a tnai means that I'm giving you this almanas, or im, you'll do that. So what we're witnessing here is the process of the kinyan. I was meishach a behemah to my rishus, and the behemah will now be my behemah if you do this and this for me. So there's not a flat metzias. There's a process of moving the behemah into rishus. The everything in the world was created as a metzias, and everything in the world was created with a tnai in it, that the things are part of a process, not just a flat metzias. And that's the extra tnai that was in it. So Mashiach, the process of geula, is shayach to the people that dafka the hair in events, not a metzias, but the hair of processing events. And that's the big difference between Chizkiyah and Melech HaMashiach. Chizkiyah was meshabeach tremendously. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from Sancheirev. It was a nace. There wasn't a lack of description of how much Hakaras HaToiv and Gadlus HaBeirei and all of that one can deher in Shira. One can deher in the nace. Chizkiyah wasn't lacking for that. But Chizkiyah saw it, deherred it, as an isolated event. There was a terrible Tzar Chaisol. Maybe there was a reason why they deserved it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them from it. So that deher is not Mashiach. It's not Gula, it's not Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you would deher Sancheirev as Goy Gomogoyk, and this as the beginning of the of Geula, then you would say Shira, because you would have dehered the knetch of Asidus and the knetch of it moving towards a certain place. Chizkiyah wasn't, and that's why Midas Hadin said he can't be Mashiach. Midas Hadin is the Midas Shayach to the first Hakara, to Bracious, and yes, he did everything exactly right the way it is, but there was no the hair of something transcending the Metzias, and that's why he wasn't Shayach to be that. The Shira that we have ends with what seems to be a tefillah, to be aim of is to aim of our nachlascha, zekeli ve'anveihu, and all sorts of descriptions of what will be. The it's not a tefillah. It's an understanding that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu took out an ummah from Mitzrayim, brought her through all of the different tribulations and everything that happened to them, it's not to be seen as events that happened and were resolved. It's going someplace. And if I deher it as going someplace, it's not nevuah what will be. It's I see it now. This is all leading to Beis Hamikdash, to Machon Shiftecha. It's leading to something that where it's going to. That's why this the Shira ends with what seems to be tefillah, but it's not tefillah, it's part of the Shira. It's part of the hair where things are going and things are happening and so on. These are Inyanim, Ramim, and Niskavim. We're talking about Shira, Pais on Asfas Hayam. We're talking about something that has in itself Samanim of Geula. But I want to try to misbrain in a little bit in ourselves. A person who's a Maimon and Shas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands each Pa'ula. Listen, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one behind it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. We understand the Maisim that happened to us. Each event as something HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the first step in Emunah. It's the first step in Akkar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're not only talking about Brias Olam with rocks and stones and trees and animals, we're talking about events in people's lives and things that happen. That's certainly appropriate. But a much deeper deher is that a person's life is a journey. A person, people keep thinking, what aver did I do that this came about? What tshuva should I do? It certainly is important. Not hasron takeaway, but that's the beginning of it. A person needs to understand that every life is a journey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam, his name went from Elohim to Havai Elohim, to a Yud, to a Sidus. Every person goes through everything that he goes through with an eye towards what is the asid. Where is he going to? What's his mahalach? It's a very, very different perspective. It's a whole different perspective than just taking it bit by bit. It's a different perspective mitzad a person's own life. It means that a person sees things in a much bigger picture. And I don't need to find every moment, oh, what's good, what's this? It's all of it is taking me, changing me, developing me, bringing out things in me, and so on. That is one deher that comes about. And it's a much, much deeper deher in the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person deheres it bit by bit, piece by piece, it tends to be self-focused, self-centered. But when you deher it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a manhik, in other words, I am a prat that is being brought to a certain tachlis, it gives it a very, very different flavor to it. It's a different, we are zeicha many, many times in our lives to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on every teiva and every single teiva that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Kol Neshima Neshima, we have to be Moida to him. And that's certainly right. But how much deeper is a person's Shevach and Hakara when he understands that things are going towards someplace else, where it's not just piece by piece. And this is something that rises above words. words can describe. Now, I had this problem. Yosef Dechamaya helped resolve it. I'm being waited to you. But when a person understands that it's not just a problem with help, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us and made us from one being into another being, and we've over a lifetime, we've gone from being the caterpillar to the moth, we've gone from the butterfly, we've gone from being the one barrier to another barrier, then a person's level of hakara and shevach rises way beyond words, and it's much, much deeper. The person who dehairs it that way is not only, he dehairs, once he looks back and he understands the Shibud Mitzrayim, the 210 years of Mitzrayim of such difficulty. It wasn't just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu now decided to save him, which should evoke Hakaras HaTov and Hayodoya and Shevach. But he understands that this is part of a huge process. A person who has that deher, dehers to the aim of Zitaymo now. He doesn't deherit Bederech Asid. He doesn't deherit Bederech future, Bederech Nevuah. He takes a look and he says, it's like somebody on a train and he's not sure which train is on. And he sees, we pass this station, this station, this station. Then the destiny must be this station. Now, a person who's able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagen Hashgacha and that oifen, he lives with the Geula now because he hears it ve'eim of zita'eim of anachloscha. Mochon Shepat Hashem, every person's destiny is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing him to be noiteya him and to be masha shchin on him. The asher, the person who has it shiradik, who has it ashkachadik, he says shira and he lives the asid now, and living asidus now means that the person lives with geula now. Shabbos.